Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, I've been a big Italian wine fan for years, and, you know, it's getting a little nippy out there, and there's just something about...
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
a lot of these wines are really perfect for this season, which is such an interesting season. A little bit of chill in the air, but you still, you know, some warmth, and, you know, we're surrounded by... The wonderful season of autumn with all its wonderful colors and aromas and everything. It's just great. It seems to match up so well with Italian wines. So I gave in to impulse and went and bought a few.
Impulse is good, just
to see what they're like. Let's start with a very simple little wine called Nebbiolo d'Alba from Rigo.
Mm-hmm.
This is our 2010, $22. It's a lovely little Nebbiolo. This is a small one. This is a pretty light one. In fact, my only quibble with this was that the fruit was a little bit thin. I would have liked to have a little more stuffing. And perhaps if I had left this, you know, sit in the decanter for 2 hours, it might have framed up that way. But this was a really nice little pasta wine. The nose had this kind of a smell of a sweet sachet, you know,
mm-hmm.
of dried flowers and whatnot, dried fruit, a touch of molasses. There was some nice fruit into it. There was some cherry and a little bit of what we call tar, a little bit of that bitterness, and some nice little coffee notes.
Mm-hmm.
And after 2 hours, they did emerge. So I'm going to say, you know, let it, because your ratings may change.
Your ratings may change.
But
of course, by that time, you're out of food, so.
Here's one from Banfi. Their Canto Classico Reserva, 2010, $20. This is an American-owned operation, and it's a big operation. They make good, steady, perhaps not spectacular wines, but they're a very reliable producer, in my opinion. And this is good, solid Tuscan wine. The color is a deep, pale garnet, very transparent at the edge. The aroma is elusive, but it shows tart red cherry, iron, touches of iodine and apple barrel. The wine benefits from airing again, and this is the theme that I discovered. It opens up, and you're going to find flavors of tart cranberry, a little sweet red plum with a lashing of bitter briary oak to it.
Should always have a touch of bitterness in a Chianti.
It really should. Not flamboyant, but very, very steady.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take on this one. Here's one that I really liked. It was a really cool wine. It's Villa Puccini's Vino Nobile di Montepulciano.
Mm-hmm.
And this is perhaps number three in the hierarchy with Brunello, Chianti, and Vino Nobile di Montepulciano just below it. 2009, $22, mostly Sangiovese, an enchanting wine, light and sweet and a little bit bitter, filled with personality. The aroma features sherry vinegar, apple barrels, iron, rust, and tart red cherries. The flavors are sweet with some very pointed acidity, mild tannins, and that lovely streak of bitterness that we really, really like in these wines. But of all of the ones that I tried, this is my favorite, and it should come as no surprise to me at least, Zonin's Valpolicella Rapasso 2011.
Gotcha.
I am such a sucker for this wine, and folks, buy this by the case. Wonderful wine, fragrant, full-flavored, sweet fruit, light and supple and totally delicious. It's a beautiful, transparent ruby color. The aroma is just wonderful. You got berry jams, field herbs, and buttered biscuits. The palate features lovely, sweet, spicy fruit, recalling plum jam, rye bread toast, things like that. Just wonderful, Hugh. I can't get enough of it. Zonin's Valpolicella Rapasso. Good wine. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.